This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
One of the hardest things to get people to realize when there's a new kind of warfare that's taking place, that's invading their nation, invading their country, it's hard to get them to realize that they're under attack. It's almost impossible, in fact. That's what's going on right now. There's a new kind of warfare that's targeting America, and it has been for decades. It's really an infiltration. There's been an attempt to overthrow the Constitutional Republic from within through the educational system, which is now run by a bunch of left-wing socialists and communists. There have been infiltrations throughout Congress. There are many members of Congress, both in the House and the Senate, who are closet communists right now, and many more who are radical left-wing socialists, and they want to see America overthrown. And then we have the open borders issue. What we're witnessing right now is really invasion by illegal immigration, which you can't even call immigration because immigration is a legal process, so walking across the border is not immigration. That's simply an illegal entry of a foreign national. And that's what we're seeing now. And if you do it in large enough numbers and you start to occupy the target country, then it is an invasion. It's a form of warfare that doesn't need guns or even soldiers, doesn't need bombs and bullets. All it needs is a sufficiently asleep target nation where the people are comfortable in their luxury and their Starbucks Frappuccinos. And life seems pretty good to most people. They've got food at the grocery store. They get a paycheck working for Google, which is an evil corporation. But hey, as long as they get paid, what do they care? It's like East German soldiers working on the Berlin Wall, you know. That's what you are today if you're working for Google. But most people just live in luxury and this bubble of comfort. And as Pink Floyd used to say, they're comfortably numb. Comfortably numb to the world around them and to what's really happening. And these people, when you tell them the truth about what's happening, you say, hey, you know what? Your nation's under attack. Then they begin the eye roll maneuver. It's the eye roll. Oh, come on, they say. We're not under attack. Everything's fine. What are you, some kind of paranoid person? Meanwhile, tens of thousands of people are surging across the border every couple of months. It's actually hundreds of thousands a year. And most of Western Europe has been taken over now by illegal immigration, i.e. refugees, who are overthrowing Europe. They're shutting down Western Europe, and they're replacing it with Islam Europe. It's an invasion and a takeover, but it doesn't look like one unless you look closely. And it's all powered by white guilt. So if you have enough white people who can be made to feel guilty, thanks to the indoctrination of the left-wing media, to say, oh, white people are bad, and if you don't like illegal immigration, then you're a racist, which is an absurd piece of twisted logic, but that's what they use, you're racist. And so people are guilted into accepting all of this, and then they just stand by while their country is invaded and overrun. And they think that this is called progress. Literally, as their nation is committing suicide, left-wing people say it's progress. This is progressive. This is inclusive. We are open-hearted and open-minded. Meanwhile, most of the people coming in may be harmless, but there are a small percentage who are very dangerous to the country. They are the drug runners. They are the murderers and the rapists and the child traffickers. They're the future gang leaders. They're the ones who are going to sweep through the neighborhoods of these white-guilted liberals who are going to be overrun at some point. Their houses will be looted. They will be raped and murdered. because that's what these violent criminals want. They're not coming to America just to blow leaves on your lawn with a leaf blower backpack, to clean your pool and be your nanny, and wire money back to Mexico through Western Union. That's not their goal, some of these people. Their goal is to take over and reclaim much of Southwest America, reclaim it for Mexico, because a lot of it used to be Mexico, by the way. Parts of Texas, New Mexico, where do you think the name came from? It used to be Old Mexico, people. Why do you think it's called New Mexico? There's history in the names of all these states, by the way. Look at the state New Hampshire. You know what Hampshire means? It means the Hempshire. It's the place where you grow hemp. America used to grow so much hemp that it was, when they founded a new state, they called it New Hampshire. And that became New Hampshire. So don't just blindly say all these names and not think about the history. So when you say New Mexico, you got to remember that used to be Old Mexico. And there's a lot of Mexicans that want it back. You know, so they can loot and destroy and turn it into a crap hole country like their own country, Mexico, which, where we've got AMLO now, this radical left-wing socialist president, I mean, president-elect, who just won the election, and he's going to turn Mexico into a total crap hole collapsed nation, kind of like Venezuela, and he's going to do it by promising all these handouts, promising all these free things for everybody. This is what collapses countries, by the way. So that's coming. Have no mistake. It's coming. And when that happens, we are going to be invaded by such a force of economic refugees, you might say, people fleeing Mexico in the same way that right now people are fleeing Venezuela. People are fleeing Venezuela left and right because if you don't flee, you probably die. You're starving to death right there, right now, in Venezuela. And if you say anything against the Venezuelan regime, you are arrested and thrown in prison. Huh. Guess what? That's what left-wing tyrants always do. They criminalize free speech. They criminalize opposition. Same thing that the radical left-wingers want to do in America, but they can't currently get away with, you see. So as Mexico goes radical left-wing, I mean, it's already left-wing, but it's going to go even more to the left, more dangerous socialism, more failed economic policies. As this happens, make no mistake, the economic urgency of fleeing Mexico will heighten in the minds of everyone there, and we are going to see a mass attempt of people to flee Mexico. And as the economy collapses there, you're going to see people becoming desperate, and they'll flood across the border. And if we don't have a border control policy in place, America will be invaded with a flood of economic refugees fleeing the failed collapsed state of left-wing Mexico, run by an insane, deranged, radical left-wing tyrant who just won the election there. Because, of course, the people of Mexico, Central America, and South America, they love to vote for radical socialists. They love it because let's face it, they're not well educated about politics. Neither are many Americans either, for that matter. So they don't understand that when a politician is promising free stuff, we'll have free food, we'll have free subsidies for you, you can have free cooking gas, you can have free everything. When politicians are promising that, it's a death trap for society, because those are the same promises that were made to the citizens of Venezuela. Remember that? Under Chavez, it was going to be a socialist utopia. That's right. Everybody was going to get everything for free. Just a utopia. You didn't have anything to worry about. Government was going to take care of you. All you had to do was vote for leftists. Now they're starving to death, and they're eating, well, not just zoo animals, as I've mentioned before. They're eating the neighbor's cat. You know, they're It's going to turn to cannibalism soon, by the way. They'll be eating each other. Venezuela will have, like, neighbor kebab. You know, all-you-can-eat neighbor buffet. They're going to start eating each other. It's coming. You probably haven't heard that prediction before. But I'm telling you, it's coming. Because when they get hungry enough and they've run out of food and the desperation sets in, cannibalism is simply the next logical step of a collapsed, starving society. They will start eating each other. That day is coming sooner than you think. And this is where Mexico will go if it stays under the rule of this radical leftist AMLO. And this is also where California will go eventually if it stays under the rule of radical left-wing, you know, Jerry Browns and other socialist politicians. Leftism doesn't work. This is what's crucial to recognize. Leftism doesn't work. Liberalism does not work. The ideas are bad ideas. They lead to tyranny. They lead to human suffering. They lead to collapse. They lead to desperation. And that is why, my friends, we must build a wall. We must maintain the wall. We must deploy the military on the wall. We have to stop these countries from invading America and destroying America in the same way they've destroyed their own countries. We don't go down to Venezuela and tell them how to run their country. But if they run their country into the ground, doesn't mean they get to automatically come here. Same thing with Mexico. We don't tell Mexico how to run its country. But if Mexico collapses and all the Mexican people want to come to the United States to get free benefits, we have the right to say no. You destroyed your own country. Stop trying to destroy ours. Read my website, openborders.news, for more coverage of this. This is Mike Adams here. Thank you for listening, and be sure to watch more videos, my videos and many others, at real.video. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.